Sometimes the show has bad language, so listen at your own discretion. This is Gunwash.
That's right. It is Gunwash News time. We are here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We're live.
Are we?
A little bit of a cold night tonight.
It's quite chilly.
I suspect it will rain. Listen, that's okay. Listen, we have a very, very special new video project. You know, we focus a lot on sound here, but why not creep into other mediums while we're live here in the air? That's coming up next here on Gunwash. Stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Listen, I came and felt very, very tired, and I was saying earlier when I walked in, I actually ate a pizza in like, I ate a pizza in one bite. I ate a
you
pizza
swallowed
like in
a
like
pizza.
I ate like a pizza in like three or four bites.
Christ.
It was a Jesus Christ.
There you go.
That's right. And that's what we eat here at Gunwash. We are reporting and recording. Live from Roberta's here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We are the most important pizza place in the United States of America. And that's why I ate a pizza earlier. Well, interestingly enough, as I see our producer elegantly walking through the studio, plugging things in, making sure Spliffington is ready to play, and I can hear him now.
He's ready, all right.
We have Mondo tonight, a very, very special guest. There are three people sitting next to me, four people actually, and they are embarking on a very, very special new media project. In fact, it launches tonight.
Now.
Right now, it's launching. I mean,
is
literally, I can
or?
Feel it, and it's in the air. Really, there's new things happening around us. Well, we will get to that certainly and many, many other things tonight on Gunwash. You know you can find us live on gunwash.com. No, we're broadcasting from the heritageradionetwork.org. We're very proud broadcasters. Donate today. And you know you can find us 24/7 on gunwash.com.
No, but today you donate to NYC TV, not even Heritage Radio.
Right.
We got our donation.
Oh, yeah, we got enough
funds. You know
what's
crazy? I misspoke. I forgot about that. We had a very, very wonderful fundraiser for Heritage Radio, and that's awesome. And now we have another what do you call it when groups of people get together? Crowdfunding. And we're going to do a very, very special one tonight for NYC TV. And of course I have, and I'm going to do it in the order that I'm pretty sure it is. We have Max Nelson here. Say hello, Max.
Hey, how's it going?
That is Max there. And we have Alexandra Serio.
Hi.
There she is. Excellent. And Kareem Ahmad. I'm Ed.
Yes,
excuse me.
I could have been Alex or Max.
It's okay.
Hey.
Well, we're going to...
I was going to say, by the way, I'm Max.
Yeah.
I was going to see that. I was watching that video, and I was like, by the way, I'm Max.
Yeah.
That's my line, yeah. People are picking up on that, definitely.
Yeah. We can, you know, you look like a Max.
What is that? Most people say, when I say my name is Max, they say, oh, yes, what's my dog?
So I had a chocolate lab named Max. But
really?
I don't say you look like Max because of my dog. I just think, you know, you
we have an enemy of the show, like, and his name is Max.
Yeah, we have a real bad enemy of the show, and his name's Max.
That's not good. I hope it don't.
Nah, he might come tonight, actually. But have other more important things going on, and we're going to talk about that before we talk about the enemy, Max's. But before everything, let's go to Herbert Spliffington. Time for music. We will be back in just a few minutes.
So much to do.
Yeah. And, of course, call in live, 718-497-2128. We're on gunwash.com. Come on, back up.
Hear this. All nation, man, we are going to let them all around the world, man. No can't be in a part, man. Jack and told the world dominion. Be never in a one. Oh, no, listen to the dance. Yeah, you mean? Me telling no boy. Man, I wear them, I go do. Me telling no boy. Man, I wear them, I go do. Yeah, me. Let me tell you something, people. Who don't you remember who gave his only begotten son for you? That him son could have suffered. That will get forgiveness from the Almighty Father.
Hey.
But me say, whoa, man, I where them I go do? Me say, who? Me ask, where them I go do? Yeah, you me? Me say the freak, and what them a go do? When the lightning drop down, you fit too. Me say the forgot, and what them a go do? Brimstone a burn them.
Hi, this is Rectech, and you're listening to Gunwatch.
Me say, whoa, 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 man, and what them a go do?
Bad, 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 bad boy.
Me say the who be a man, me want to know what him a go do. Panicators, me want to know what him a go do. Blasphemers, me want to know what him a go do. Now hear this, all sound boy we a push up on the chest, man. Remember, man, 14 gun used to run town, man. A one house a gun we have a shoot people now.
This is Contessa Scudo, and I'm lonely, and I need a man, but at the end of the day, I want the Gunwatch Radio, so you're listening to Gunwatch Radio.
Me telling a boy, jump and sound where y'all go. Me ask my question again. Now. Me telling a boy, 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 crying pan where y'all go. Me telling a boy, a zinc pan where y'all go. Me telling a boy, 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 uno in a chop. Hear me, boy. Before you come in and down, make sure you got the power. Get
that. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number one sound man. Number one sound man here in New York.
I believe that.
Thank you. Well, welcome back to Gunwatch. We are here live with NYC TV. And it's true, you guys, that you are doing a crowdfunding project to sort of raise not only money but awareness about your project. And, I mean, hell, you might as well tell me a little bit about it. So take it away, NYC TV.
Yo, yeah, this is Kareem.
Hello, Kareem.
What's up?
This is Kareem.
That's me.
Live on Gunwatch.
I would like one of the horns, please,
air
when
horns.
I say that.
You might get
Yo,
it.
This is Kareem.
There you go. Hey, look at this. Listen, we are very interactive on this show.
That's very rap. I'm very rap. I guess I'm the rap-friendly founder.
All right.
So, yeah, NYC TV is an independent platform that is committed to bringing and broadcasting all of the creative output of New Yorkers. I said that really badly. That was a bad.
Do you think, Kareem? Do you think, like,
I'm nervous.
Are you the voice of the crew?
Hey, listen.
No.
Listen. The nervous thing is like, don't be nervous. We're
for the bird.
It's very, very fun here, and
we got bombs for that.
Bombs for that.
I'm like so, good at Twitter.
So let me ask you guys something about the. So it's all video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Video only.
Video only. Now, video only means anything that's motion picture. I mean, VHS tape.
Yeah. Animation.
Animation. Things that come off of phones. Things that come off of cameras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these types of things. And why of all the formats did you decide video? I mean, video is everywhere.
Video is everywhere. That's
you should get right into that mic.
A great reason.
Yeah.
Another reason is it allows people to tell complete stories.
Okay.
And people aren't reading. So those are the top three reasons.
People really don't read anymore. Seriously. Oh,
I just want to say that I hear that that's true, but I read.
I read. A lot of people read, and like that's the reaction is people want to be like, oh yeah, but I read.
Yeah, but
like,
I read.
But
yeah.
If you look at the numbers, like it's almost like everyone forgot how to read.
I have to
what
say,
about
Max.
Subtitles. Subtitles is the way.
That's reading
subtitles
is
count.
Subtitles. Nat, by the way, message from the from the control room. Nat Rectech reads. So you know. Shouts to the one Nat Rectech in the studio tonight.
So there's like five people.
Jack doesn't read. Listen, online
I read, like,
the other
sports
day,
rumors.
Yeah. Sports clickbait. I mean, I told Jack the other day, would you please read this book that I would ask him to read? And he said that he will, but it's not going to happen. Now, truthfully, I didn't read much until recently. Really, I really didn't read that.
I just started reading when I moved to New York.
Yeah. That's crazy because like a lot of people are like that. I mean, like I don't think like I had. Well, I don't know. Maybe I was looking for content. But maybe, like, looking for content is one of the real reasons that NYC TV is good. You know, there's so much stuff around us on a daily basis. Visual and audio and the internet and all this stuff. But it's really true what you guys say. I mean, like, I don't own a TV. I've never owned a TV independently. I owned one when we were, like, when I lived with my parents. And then other than that, as soon as I was a freshman in college, I was already all computer. Completely. Like, and if I had a TV, it's because my roommates were watching sports. And now that's not even necessary anyway. Why would you turn on a TV? Well, I guess maybe sports you could still watch on a TV.
people still watch TV, but they're just using like Netflix or Hulu. Or I mean, like,
yeah,
they can watch our stuff on TV. You know what I mean? But it, like, signing up to like Time Warner, like watching cable TV is just kind of, it's out.
It seems archaic.
Yeah,
really. Network television.
Yeah, you gotta get a house phone too if you get a cable.
You know what's weird? Like, if I can't control the content, I feel like maybe it's not really that cool.
Yeah, you should be able to watch it whenever you want.
Yeah, for sure. And like, sports kind of pisses me off because like, I should be able to choose who wins the fucking game because fuck that shit.
Sports.
I want my.
It's a great point.
Sports,
you know.
Sports suck. Reading is tight.
Sports suck. So, but what? But let me tell you something. I feel as though I have to tell you NYC TV, and we want to get, of course, learn more about your backgrounds. But first, I just want to say, I feel that there are lots of outlets for video.
Hey, hey, hey!
So certainly there must be something about yours that sets you apart.
So there's like, you know, there's, you can upload your videos to YouTube, you can upload your videos to Vimeo, whatever. Like, if you scroll through Vimeo, there's so much cool stuff, but nobody really finds it because people are talented and they make good things and they publish it to their own personal channel and it just gets lost. So,
what does get lost mean? Do you mean like it's part of YouTube, in other words?
So, like, have you ever seen a video on Vimeo and you're like, that's really cool, or on YouTube and like, not that many people have really seen it? It's got like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, so we're trying to find that content and surface it and give it like more of a voice.
So, okay, all right, so that makes, yeah, that's excellent. And only for New York?
Well, I mean, I think being able to do it in a physical community like New York, that, you know, you have an established set of people that are all making cool shit, and being able to say like, let's all build one big audience together that we can share all our videos on, that everyone can watch together in one spot, instead of like somebody doing it to their own like Facebook fans and somebody else doing it to their own Twitter people and somebody else doing it to their own like little YouTube thing. It's a lot easier if everyone's just like saying like, just watch my shit on NYC TV. Just like, go watch the videos. Everyone's saying the same thing and everyone's watching it on NYC TV.
So so we're gonna say something?
I was gonna throw one more thing in there, right? So you have websites like Vice or the New York Times that publish video content regularly, but that's them bringing content to you. We're bringing sort of like other people's content to you.
Understood.
It's like for the people, by the people, yeah. Not for the people, by the
and
media,
we all have
the
like,
media company.
We have marketing backgrounds. Like, we know how to build these audiences, and we just have such a passion for content, so
I think
we're trying
Alex,
to connect the two.
I see.
We got a tweet from Kenny Basil. He thinks TV is great.
Listen, Kenny Basil, I think TV is okay.
Tell him to get at me, bro.
Like I said, I don't know about programming that I can't control.
Television's great. Commercials are whack.
You don't think commercials are good?
That was my next question. I was going to see if there's any ads on NYC TV.
There are no ads. There are no display-based ads.
No ads at all. So we don't wait for content, in other words.
Well,
we're always getting it.
I wouldn't say that there aren't ads at all. There are no display-based ads, which means there are no banner ads, and
so,
there's no pre-roll.
There's no impression-based advertising.
So let me get this straight. There are ads secretly being inserted into your mind.
Yeah, well,
yes.
We'll get there.
Okay.
But
all right.
Not yet. We won't monetize until 2016.
But I'm trying. And
this is great news, because I have a lot of videos nobody has watched.
Yeah, no one watches my
this
shit.
This is great news. Like, Milk of Paradise, he's got a lot of stuff, too.
No, well,
you know,
yeah.
All these people that don't do shit with their lives can fucking get rich now because of NYC TV. You know, because, listen, video's easy to make, but bad video is easy to weed out.
Mm-hmm. But video's not easy to make.
It's not. Good video.
Fair enough.
Good video's not
fair
easy
enough.
To make.
What can I say? They have a point.
Video's hard. Video requires so many people, and even if it's not, like, the highest production stuff, like, it still requires someone who knows how to develop a story and create a story arc. And I'd say, like, even all the videos that we think are super tight, they still need work. Like, they still need a story arc. They still need help writing. They still need help with production. There's, like, a lot to be done still.
It takes a village.
You know what's weird?
Why do you think we do podcasts live?
Yeah, dude.
No planning.
Yeah, man. Dude. You want to know something? You want to know something interesting about that? Can I say, this is, like, a quick anecdote. In 2007, I graduated from Tisch School of the Arts, Film and Television, and I like went and the animation.
Very impressive.
Dude, let me tell you something. I don't do that shit. You want to know why? Because it fucking sucks, bro. That shit sucks ass. It's terrible. It's hard.
Aaron was
Are
carrying
you an
the
animator?
Boom.
No. Nothing like that.
Aaron carries the boom.
I carried the boom once or twice,
which is a hard job.
It's a hard
dude. I did an important job. Listen, I did a full weekend.
Wow.
One weekend.
Whoa.
Of boom.
Booming on boomers.
Yeah. No. But listen. I happen to agree. Listen. Good video does not come easy. And. Listen, if you guys feel you can really weed out the good stuff, especially in New York, which is a city that's filled with a lot of bad shit and a lot of good shit at the same time, you know, I salute you. Why not? I mean, I would watch that. But I'm trying to envision it, really. Like, so if I'm a filmmaker, I have a video or a film, and I go to NYCTV, like, .com, I guess.
Watch NYCTV.
WatchNYCTV.com.
Well, WatchNYC.TV.
Oh, beautiful. WatchNYC.TV.
Here's the thing, though, before you even jump into it, is like, our goal is not to send people to our website.
Oh.
Our goal is to build audiences straight up just like on Facebook or
fill
on YouTube.
Fill the feed, man. Yeah, fill the feed.
Yeah, because like that's where people are already. So we're not going to like try and do weird things and trick people into going to a website. Like, we don't want to make people sign up for something they don't already
are familiar with.
Like, you just go on YouTube, you check out the stuff you're... Honestly, we're probably a little bit too old to subscribe to YouTube channels, but there are a lot of young people
do that shit, don't
dude,
they?
People
do
that shit. To so
Yo,
many
and
anime,
the, and we
YouTube
talked about
channels.
This for a while. Like, the people that are making money now, they're not like... young musicians, they're YouTube stars.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had that girl Hannah Hart in here.
Oh, she makes bangs.
She makes bangs.
Oh, she's Subway ads.
She's like straight rich.
Oh, she was cooking online, right?
She has more net worth than all
seen
of
her
us combined.
I know, it's crazy.
Killing it.
She's got dough.
And Vine, we've had a bunch of Vine celebrities on here. We had this kid,
God
Matt Zucker,
so
on
rich.
Here. And he's a Vine celebrity. The phone lines were full of like 12-year-old girls that were going insane. Getting
who,
a chance to talk to him.
We had Vine guy. Who else? We had
Nick Gallo and Nick
Mastodon. Listen, these people.
I'm honored to be in their presence.
Yeah, and as am I. I mean, really, this Hannah Hart woman never had a fucking job in her life. No offense, or did she?
I don't know that for sure.
Well, okay, fine. But like,
she
you know,
very nice.
Very, very nice. Very, I'm sure, talented. But you know, look. Is that good that she gets that YouTube monetizes her content?
Yeah, it's just things have changed. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. I actually have a question. This is really interesting. Do you guys ever worry that like the videos on NYCTV will just like flow over into other people's YouTubes, like, and people will just put them on YouTube and stuff?
Well, a lot of the videos that we are premiering or airing or distributing or broadcasting or whatever, like, already are on YouTube. Okay. The thing is, like, this is how you think of it. When you're a person that makes videos, not like Hannah Hart, not like a YouTuber that was like
he
one,
knows Hannah Hart,
like
he
not
hates
a person,
that Hannah
not a person
Hart.
With like one
voice.
Camera being like, no, I actually have never seen her stuff. I just seen her on a billboard.
Yeah,
I've
emailed
seen
her.
I've just
one?
Seen her on
you
billboards.
Seen one? You seen one?
No, show me one.
No, I haven't seen it. Yo, let's pull up some fucking Hannah Hart. I want a soundbite of this woman.
Is it like
anyway?
Sorry for
interrupting Kareem, but I'm fervent about this Hannah Hart lady.
No, so it's like, okay, this is what you do. If you're a very serious filmmaker, you like do an Indiegogo, you bother a bunch of people, you get $10,000, you get some money from your parents, then you get all your friends, you ask them to work for free, then you do like a screenplay, and then you shoot, and this whole process of like shooting, all these people involved, all this money goes, and it's like 4 months from the idea and the crowdfunding to the editing, and then you have a final product. So it's like $10,000, 20 of your friends, and...
Six months.
And then you put it on Vimeo, and you're like, yo, check out my film. I did it. And then the only people that see the film are the same, like, 500 people that backed it.
I see, man. I really, really see
and then,
about that.
And then
man.
You're not a person. You're not, like, a media person. You're just, like, a guy that wants to make video. You're a director. You want to go make the next video. So now, like, there's this, like, missing link where it's, like, the work is not done after the post-production is over. Like, the work is done after you distribute the film. So what we do is we distribute the film for you or the webisode or the animation or whatever it may be so that you can start working on the next thing, which we then air again on NYC TV, and then you just never have to worry about like who's gonna watch this. That's the question that we answer.
That's
and
great.
Eventually we also ask the question of who's gonna fund this, because if you have an idea and we think it's tight, we'll give you money and then you won't have to go out.
Oh, now see, now you're campaign. Fucking talking my language.
Now we become an independent media company.
Oh, beautiful.
You sold
super
me,
tight
man. You sold me, man.
You can have a show.
Well, let me
you
tell
can
you
have
something.
A show.
I hope he has a show. This man is a genius.
How's it going?
You guys
school,
wait
Hannah?
You guys could
this
actually
this is a letter from your much older, cooler, better dressed self. Listen, I'm gonna save you some time to tell you something.
Well, listen, we're on Gunwash. And
Sorry about that.
No, that was tight.
That was Hannah, dude.
I'm sold.
And you're going to find
Hannah's
as
cool.
you get older and your taste becomes more
I thought we had
fine.
A call.
She's so endearing.
Well, listen, so that's the rub. I mean, you'll actually... If you like the stuff, you'll fund it. I mean, that's... Now you're like...
Basically, it's like, fuck with NYC TV, get rich.
Yo, fuck. Word the fuck up, bruh.
I like the pitch.
All right, listen, I want to know a lot about you guys because we're hearing about your product, but not as much about, like, why you guys are making it and where that came from and all that sorts of stuff, and there's plenty of that to come here on Gunwash. We're going to go to Herbert Spliffington for a few minutes because we love music. Pow, pow, power.
Sweat.
Hits,
sweat.
Hits, 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 sweat. Hits, hits, sweat. Hits.
This
hits,
is Pishachi. I'm here at Gunwash. Hits. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, this is Kitchy, and I do love dick too.
Hey, woo! Waffles!
Wish my guys were shipping bitches!
It's technology and tree, like laboratory and tree, learn technology and tree, like factory and tree, like cemetery and tree, like penitentiary. Count up all the tree from number 3 to 23 and 33 and 43 and 53 and 63 and 73 and 83 and 93 and 103, call it tree. So when me was a boy, me daddy beat me. So people used to talk on me, tell lie on me. Daddy take big stick and beat me. Show me got Manchester, but no spur tree. I was St. Andrew, no upper tree. Even me, the great DJ General Tree. Tree. Sometimes count evil number 3. Come back a yard, missing off tree. Like mango tree and aki tree and cocoa tree and dashing tree and planting tree and banana tree and jelly tree and all the tree. Count them, you get number 3. And me go a foreign, me not see no aki tree. When me go a foreign, me not see no mango tree. When me go a foreign, me not see coconut tree. When me was a boy and they a country. They a country.
Yeah. You don't remember me like I remember you.
Yeah.
Second yellow man, you want to be the leader. We want you home front as the prime minister. Too much war and crime down in Jamaica. Sophisticated Josie will be the leader. Mr. Second lieutenant, here you was a teacher. When it come to education, you want to be the minister. We want cuts like this and bring culture. So Brigadier Jerry, minister for culture. Mr. When it come to sports, we want a fit young star. So General Tricky, him the ass rider. Everybody in Jamaica have a fit and proper. So minister for health, I really be the doctor. Every country you have to have the money in a harder. We want to have a youth to come like money miser. So Charlie Chaplin rule financier. We want better money, want more light and power. So utilities are super cat the warrior. When it come to tourism, want a nice doctor. Make sister Charmin bring in the foreign dollar. We export sugar rum and green banana. So come professor us, Mr. Fee Agriculture. Young DJ government. DJ government. Young government. DJ government, me say, none fi come from foreign, everyone fi local. A who born, you know the sufferation. So check some DJ with high credential. Me say, sickle that they right, you want the governor general.
every day.
Yeah, me too.
No, listen,
So Will Colby's doing a documentary about full service at Bonnaroo.
Why?
Why? Because he's been there for 2 years filming, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to make this documentary. We have nowhere to put it.
Oh, going on NYC TV!
Yo!
What happened? Well, she's in the bathroom. That's okay. I love when my guests are standing on the bathroom line. I can see them.
Show goes on.
Boogie foot belt.
Yo, y'all are at 8K out of 50 already.
Wait, we're at 8K.
How much? 8?
That's very good.
That's pretty good.
And you
that's
need
pretty
good. $50,000 to make this thing happen?
I know, that's it, right?
Dude,
practically giving it away.
Practically giving it away.
What do you need $50,000? So you can have salaries. That's why you need
$50,000. No salaries. Yo, it all of the money goes back to people. We're just raising the money, and then we're just giving
paid
it back.
At all? You don't want
to
get paid at that, all?
We're raising money from like actual humans, not the ones that are on Kickstarter.
Okay.
Like
fair
the actual rich ones are going to pay our salaries, but then the ones that are giving us Kickstarter money, we're just going to give their money back to make cool videos.
That's beautiful.
Isn't
I know.
It's like a love story.
I'm in love.
Really?
Yes.
How long have you been in love?
since I laid eyes on you guys, I've been in love.
That's
what
so
can
nice.
I say?
You are
NYC
so
TV.
Beautiful.
Listen, I gotta say something. I heard murmurs. You just said over here that Mondo could even have a show on NYC TV.
For sure.
I think that's fucking.
He looks good.
Mondo's trying to leave Gunwash.
He's kind of like
I'm not trying to leave Gunwash. Come on.
Sounds like they got money. I'm out.
He's like.
This is a major passion project for us.
Yo, he's like, I love Gunwash. I love Jack. I love Aaron. But I just listen. I've outgrown that space.
He's like a light skin.
You know what it is? I am money, so I don't even have to worry
about
it.
Wait, hold on. He just called you a light skin ASAP Rocky.
Oh my god. He said he's a light skin ASAP Rocky. NYC TV.
I like that. I'm going to use that when I go to Tennessee next week. I am the light skin ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, look.
You can't say it like that, though.
I know. How does he talk?
Like, kind of like that.
Oh, the way I talk?
Yeah. You're an ASAP Rocky.
We just saw ASAP Rocky in Philly.
I was going to ask you that,
he's
Jack.
He's cool. Yeah.
I was going to wait till my segment.
He's like
though.
A really nice guy.
Oh, really? You got a chance to hang out with him and stuff?
What's that?
Do you got a chance to hang out with him and stuff?
No.
Okay. No, he was nice to you.
Not quite.
He just seemed like a nice dude.
He pat you on the back.
He has a great smile.
Yeah, he does have a great smile.
Seriously, Google him.
So, but you guys are actually given this charge by New Ink. New Ink. And actually, you know, that's from the new museum, right?
Yeah.
And we actually had a guest 2 weeks ago. INC?
NC,
excuse me. They're music people. They do NSYNC. Really, really cool stuff, too. Yeah, NSYNC. Right. Yeah. NSYNC is in the new museum, and they were here last week. wow. I think that would be great, actually, if the new museum had an NSYNC. I can see Jack is
isn't
like,
that one guy in space? Isn't one of them in space?
He wanted to go to space, but then he like went bro.
Oh, dude, I would never let that guy go to space. I would feel really, really uncomfortable. Anyway, so yeah, you are incubating, right?
Yeah.
How did that come about for you guys?
We pitched the idea to our good friend Julia Kaczynski, who runs a new museum who runs a new Ink,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, "This is really tight. It's really interesting. This juxtaposition of a media company and like an art tech incubator is an interesting thing." And we were like, "Yo, to be a media company, not in a regular like incubator thing, like a Silicon Valley type incubator,
sure.
but to like be in a New York institution." And around, like, the people who we want to participate in it, we were like, let's do that and not do, like, the other thing.
How did you guys meet? You guys worked together previously?
Yeah, or? We know Julie. She used to run the Creators Project, which is a Vice thing. So there's a lot of, like, Vice, like, ex-Vice things going on. You know,
yeah, what happened people, with like, that? You guys originally were at Vice. I know you were at New York Times.
But before that Vice.
Before that Vice.
Out to Helen Holliman.
Yeah, Helen Holliman.
Oh, yeah.
Helly Holly.
My friend Danielle, she gave me a little cool gig at Vice one time, and I blew it.
Danielle Lefton?
What did you do?
Yeah, that's my homegirl.
Nice, yeah.
Connections. Connections.
And Helen Holliman, though. Both.
Yeah, Helen Holliman is the...
I don't know who that is.
So what did
she's
you guys...
She used to do a show here.
She's cool.
What did you guys do at Vice, or what was going on over there?
We did all kinds of things. Well, so we both came on when it was like... probably 80-90 people in New York, and then when we left, there's, you know, like 600-700.
Wow, so you guys are really there for... You guys were there a while ago.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, like, I think it was like two...
I was there for two
years.
And a half years, yeah. I mean, When I went there, like, the thing was, hey, we just got a YouTube channel and it needs to be like an actual, like, we need to get people to watch it.
Max is known for literally building all of the YouTube channels that Vice has.
Oh, so you built like the all those like videos about like lick a frog and like take a mushroom and all that shit. Like,
I literally like shot edit. No, I'm just kidding. Like, I didn't do it. No, like, so, you know, like, I sat behind a desk and the producers really deserve all the credit, but like, I would sit there and do all the the bullshit where like I would write the titles and like put annotation and like pick the thumbnails.
That's
but like
cool.
That kind of shit actually makes people click them. You know what I mean?
Did you pick the thumbnail of who worked on the Tattoo Age stuff?
Vice video. I didn't work on the video.
You uploaded them and tagged them and annotated them and all that shit.
Up until like 8 months ago, like if you read a Vice YouTube video title or saw like an image of a thumbnail, that was just me sitting there like,
Man, you're like the manager of that shit. That's really cool, man.
YouTube manager.
Yeah,
sad
you're
title,
like
but
the
that,
fucking
that's
manager. Oh, our lady has arrived.
Oh, hey.
So did you guys work at Vice together and then end up dating or?
Well, they did.
Oh,
shit. Oh, shit. It's public. Public.
Wait. So all three of you worked at Vice.
Yep.
And you two started dating?
But not at Vice. She was kind of like, I was like, she quit. And I was like, I quit.
Yeah, word. Then you got to get,
And then
I
got
shit,
a job
bro.
At the New York Times. And she was like, that's sexy. And then
So
I was like, I kind of look like A$AP Rocky. And I was like, you kind of look like that one girl that, what's that one girl called that's in the music video where A$AP Rocky is JFK, the black JFK?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lana Del Rey. Don't take that as a non-compliment.
No. Maybe a little bit.
No.
And some of your Instagram
pictures.
That
chick looked like a movie star.
And so you also were at Vice?
I were at Vice.
Okay. And so, excellent. All three of you were sort of working together, went your separate paths, and then came back together to make something beautiful. You missed a whole bunch of shit, dude.
Did I really?
Yeah. While you were taking a shit.
Pooping.
A$AP Rocky was on the show.
Yeah.
The light skin A$AP.
He left. Cool. You missed him.
Yo, the only shit I'm clicking these days is Clickhole.
Clickhole's so funny.
What is Clickhole?
Clickhole is The Onion created like a parody of BuzzFeed.
It's so funny.
It's so meta. Yeah, it's very
God,
good.
They're fucking hilarious, dude. They one day, oh my god, they just like put up a flag. This is actually like political. Whatever. They put up a flag of Israel and a flag of Palestine, and they just said go.
Yo,
that's it.
That's so
and then
awesome.
Everyone in the comments just was like, "Fuck!" There's no analysis.
They just said go. Oh, I love that. I love that.
What else?
What is the flag of Palestine? You said Palestine, right?
I did.
What's the flag of Palestine?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. Go. Oh, yo, I meant to say earlier that I date a girl from work too.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I love her. Mm. I think I'm gonna go fucking crazy.
Does she work here? Right now?
No. Well, I'm at my job.
This is not your job?
No. I do graphics all day for a soulless, terrible company.
Yeah. That's so tight.
I work for a terrible, evil, globally owned, soulless corporation and do graphics all day and all night. It's terrible.
Live Nation?
No, like...
Walmart?
Way worse.
BuzzFeed?
Way worse.
Target.
Oh, dude, BuzzFeed is like... BuzzFeed is like Daddy Warbucks compared to what I fucking did.
Vice?
No, is Vice bad?
No.
Vice, no, Vice is good. Vice is good. No, they're watching.
Vice is bad like drugs are bad.
Honestly.
Like they're bad, but they're good.
Yo, I have to say, this is like a little fan thing. I kind of dig that McGinnis guy. I think he's really cool,
Gavin,
man.
Gavin, yeah. He's a character, man.
You guys like hang with him ever? I kind of have like the man, not the man crush, but I think he's like dope how he kind of is just like, what? Blah, blah, blah. My opinions are fucking crazy, but like, I don't fucking care. Like, what do you mean? Like, I fucking hated that.
Look at my pants.
Yeah, Kung Fu, my back piece isn't finished. Like, it's crazy. Like, he's like really all over the place.
Oh, shit, I'm gonna change the topic real quick, though. Aaron, one of the dope things about the Kickstarter is like the highest reward is that Kareem's gonna get a tattoo. Wait, why don't you explain it, Kareem?
I'm gonna get a Wayne's World tattoo,
dude. That's
how
get
much
that
money?
Tonight.
Like how much money?
Like you're telling it to you're telling it to guys that have tattoos all over. They're like, Wayne's World tattoo. I'll do that for like $6.
Dude,
I'm like,
Wayne's World tattoo. Get that right. Get like, dude. What are we close to right now?
Give me 10 steps.
We're close to like a bunch.
Yeah, but who are we close to right now? Oh, Benny just. No.
Go to Fly Right.
That's far. Someone's here. I mean,
dude, my little brother is in the back.
Oh yeah, he has a tattoo machine. I got machine. I mean, he has a lot of machines.
He could do it right now. It'd be his first tattoo.
My house is like, we could walk. I could give you the
tattoo. Yo, Ramon. Ramon's the guy that updates our Kickstarter page. Ramon, change the reward to a stick and poke of Wayne's World.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing
not
that.
Not just regular.
My friend Dylan could do that.
Why do you Can I ask a question? Sorry. Why do you think a stick and poke would be more the better reward?
I heard it was cool.
It's more painful.
You heard it was cool?
I read on the New York Times that stick and pokes were in.
I got
I read it at Vice.
I got news for you, man. You're right. They're very, very cool.
They got one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I got no stick and poke.
What is it?
I got some of my
boobs.
I got a line.
Oh, those are nice.
See that line right? That's not. He's got a lot. That's
not. No, I'm talking about his tits.
I got tits, Aaron.
He's got nice tits on his arm, dude. What a tit!
You guys, I got tits.
Yo, shout to the one rec technician. You leave him, man.
Yo, he's out.
What? Yo, G chatted up, bruh. I'm out, dude.
Bye.
I'm gonna be on NYC TV on the chat page, motherfucker.
Him and I are sharing sleeping bags.
Woo! You are gonna share sleeping bags with that guy. They're going to Bonnaroo next week.
Oh, that's tight.
I went
for DJing Bonnaroo. You got to stop telling people we're going. You know?
All right, sorry.
Like, yo, I brought tickets to see Billy Joel, fam.
Yo, sorry.
We're DJing. Come on.
Sorry.
Wait, who's
fucking
DJing?
Kill me.
Jack
and his entire group of DJs and Gunwash will be there. Full service DJ group will be doing, and Odetta
awesome.
Will be DJing Bonnaroo for the third year in a row. And of course, Gunwash will be there doing.
I'm gonna do correspondent work. Yeah. I'm gonna walk around with like this microphone plugged into nothing.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Can we come out and film it on our iPhones?
Well, that'd be cool.
But you got to put us on NYC TV. Like,
yeah, that's
yo, Gunwash, Bonnaroo.
I got those
full
artist
service,
passes
boom.
For you, man.
Yeah. I used to work at Superfly.
Oh, sick.
No shit, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got mad
man.
Friends. I'm common then, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I went
yo,
there
out to Carrie. Yo, out to Tiffany. Yo,
Tiffany,
out to Neil.
Dorman.
Yo.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, Tiffany's the shit.
Go, no.
Shouts.
Fam. Wait, let's build, fam.
I just ate a bunch of weed
cookies. Yo, fam, let's build. Yo, actually, can I get a weed cookie right now?
Let's build, fam. Let's build.
All right. Oh, here we come. Weed cookies coming into the studio. This is how Gunwash works. Oh. Yeah, baby. We got weed cookies right now, motherfucker.
In your face.
Coming at ya.
Up your nose.
Sorry, we had guests a minute ago, but I'm about to get high. No, I'm joking. I love you guys. Want a weed cookie?
I've never had one.
It's cool, pass around.
Yo, we'll start with you later. I want
one for that.
I've never
you.
Had one.
All right, listen.
Oh, give me some acid and a weed cookie right now.
I only got to listen. You can like I gotta say, NYC correspondents and owners and leaders of NYC TV. I gotta fucking tell you, you can smell the weed coming off this thing. I can smell weed coming off this brownie.
For sure.
And by the way,
have you guys ever like taken a dump on yourself?
What? Oh, yeah. This is the third segment's coming up, bro.
Wait, explain that to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we're going to get real crazy.
Rapidly.
Like what do you mean
dump,
by
like,
that?
Or like, let's say you couldn't hold it anymore, and then you just like took a dump.
Well, that
just
it. I mean, it never ends on yourself, yeah. though. It ends on your, like...
Gravity.
But what if you're sitting down?
You're going to shit in water. It'll then come it back just, up on you.
Armando, has this happened to you?
See, I wouldn't call that dumping on myself.
Well, I just...
Like, a dump has to come down from the top. That's a dump.
Oh, no.
I feel like crapping myself. That's why.
Dude, don't poop. Poop,
the
dump
bathroom
poop, dump
line's
poop.
Really long.
Yo, guys, there's a secret porta potty in the backyard.
ASAP.
Yo, I went in there the other day. Wait, yo, Jack, I went there the other day. I was pissing all over the seat. So,
oh
I don't
my god.
ASAP.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, listen, guys. Oh my god, we're getting a little bit into the shenanigans tonight. What can I say? I can't help myself. We're crazy, huh?
Aaron.
hey,
like
Odetta.
I really like your shirt.
Thanks, man. You'll be high very soon. Well, listen, I have heard so much good stuff from NYC TV. I hope you're okay, Mono, because you have a segment coming up.
I know.
Get ready, bro. Uh-oh.
We're at $8,047. How about that?
It's going up as we speak.
$8,047.
Nice.
And correct me if I'm wrong, tonight is the night that the site premieres?
Yeah.
So who's up. So what are you? You're supposed to be working.
We're working. We got phones.
Oh, okay. You got phones.
This is promotional in nature.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to say I do feel blessed.
Top
by the
story
way.
On the site. I'm just going to interject here. NYC 1981, blessed. The real story behind a most violent year. And it it looks cool.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's a good really stuff. Good film.
Most violent year in New York?
Yeah.
Yep.
1981.
Do you guys...
based on the feature film by A24. Sponsored.
Well, presented by really.
Just and kidding. They did they, and that was and, that was, and they did that film for NYC TV? Or
no,
rather, they posted it there?
We posted it there.
Yeah. I was just fucking with people. We did it.
Well, listen, this is excellent. NYC TV, the founders and creators are here in studio. Very talented people with great histories and great stories to tell. Something you should get involved with. You can certainly donate. What's the Kickstarter URL?
BITLY, so bit.ly/partyNYCTV.
Okay.
Can we get an air horn?
Yeah, something.
Excellent.
You can just Google NYCTV Kickstarter.
Yeah, you could do that also.
Or you can ask Google.
You know, the internet is sort of automatic.
Jack is
these
so
days.
Smart.
Path yeah, listen,
he knows
of
his
least
way.
Resistance.
He knows his way through the.
Is Jack a CEO?
Jack is a CEO.
I'm an executive producer.
He's big time. True. That's why we follow in his footsteps. And that is absolutely true. More to come on Gunwash. We have NYC TV in the studio. Spliffington is about to play music. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Hours.
What's good? This is Marco NT, Mr. AOK, and I'm chilling on gunwashradio.internet.
Uptown on the big up straight up car and I play the sound and wicked the sound round town. Sound boy over there, so yeah man, you may attack me now as a captain though, so chat the girls ain't done with the work yet. If you can wash up without the plate them, shall share out a little tigger now, a little bollocks. Come down, Gargan!
Yeah man, I got do domestic work and yeah, that shit pan short tail that man, I got a woman.
Me on the roadside, set good man, set good man, yeah, yeah, man, yeah, man, look out. Yeah, let me tell them. I could not believe it, but I hear when they jump and play. Ah. Roadstar, I lick them and I juke them and I touch them like a poison dart. Ian, I want you show them how you ram dance, and show them how you draw the selection them. Ian, show them how you make people jump from a east to north. Roadstar, tell them. Say if you live in a glass house, don't throw stone. Old band sound guy. And if you can't take blow,
jump and don't show blow. Yo, tell him again. This is Roadstar. Ian is the Dan Gorgon. And to every sound boy we come, test we in a damn competition. Roadstar gonna last and creation. So if you're living a glass house, don't throw stone. You ever tell them? So if you can't take blows, sound boy, don't throw blows.
Spliffington doing work right now behind the decks.
When you never did this, then not me gonna move. Oh, no, think me easy, so good move. When you never called that man pussy, tell them move. When you take man piss, a good move. When you never touch me in the back, make a sand, you gon' feebles. Knifey flash, matic when me got the cock in your head back. Why no move? Cause you will get gunshot. Why no move? Cause me matic in your head back. Why no move? You see if it's not the panda. Why no move? You see if it's not the panda. I like to talk dog out, man. Dog out, man. It's a rock with roast stock. I wear some dog out, man. Me tell you, dog out, man. Dog out,
original bad boy sound. Original rude boy sound. Original bad boy sound. Hear this. Hand grenade, hand grenade. Tell the sound boy we have hand grenade. Hand grenade, hand grenade. Tell the pocket sound we have hand grenade. Yes, to them on in you are going like your brave. Give you the pictures and the shovel, make your dick you wanna grave. Dibby dibby sound boy, root star and afraid. Make you run, go a woodland, go live in a cave. Why? Hand grenade, hand grenade. Tell the pocket sound we have hand grenade. Cha, hand grenade. Hand grenade, tell the DBDB sound you have hand grenade. Sound boy tappy, you know see I get road star trigger happy. We drop with the magic car back with the special. We don't find the special, we drop with the remedy. Take a ton target, drop this turn you in a duppy. You turn in a duppy, you go to the cemetery. DBDB sound boy pack up and left. We only day gone and we know God bless me. Roots are a done, you see you can't test we. Anywhere we go, you better go on and left way. Follow me no massive banko. I know he the sound boy can go. This is cutter. So we have me meat board and me have the chopper. Me go chop up your neck and chop up your shoulder. Cut up your neck and cut out your liver. Go in your belly, cut out your stomach. Make a new growth star is the number one. Anywhere we go, we a champion because hand grenade, hand grenade. Tell the pocket stone we have hand grenade. Hand grenade, hand grenade. Tell the dibby dibby stone we have hand grenade.
I got Aiden on the line. What's good, Aiden? You're on Gunwash.
Hi, guys. It's Aiden. This is
Simon.
Leicester. It's the squad. It's the chumps.
What's going on, guys?
We have a question for you.
What's the question?
The question.
How do you guys feel about... These new DC movies coming up, Batman vs. Superman.
Hey, can you guys stay on the line for 1 minute?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. We'll be right back. We got music. Stay on the line.
All right.
It is a beautiful sight. I am a love to watch. To see the young girl up on the bike back. It is a beautiful time and love to watch. Watch the girl them on the bike back. Bike back, girl picking up on the bike. Bike back, girl picking up on the bike. Bike back, cock up your bum when you're deaf on the bike back. Make them know a girl picking you up.
Yo. Oh. That was so crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I had to. We got a call.
Yeah,
we got a call.
I know, but...
We got a caller on the line.
Who is it, Bill Clinton?
I know, but Germs is like, he's got to play. Anyway, whatever. It's fine with me. Go ahead.
Be careful, it's only... Who's calling? I'm sure it's someone I text, is it?
Yeah. Hey, pal. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Declan Christenberry. I'm calling from Inside Gunwash.
Yo, what up, God?
Where's Declan Christenberry?
Say that again.
Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead.
Do you have a question?
Love you guys.
Thanks. I love you too. I mean, really. I love you.
That was the call.
Oh, that's cool.
This is why we stopped Spliff?
No, I know.
No, Spliff's time was up anyway. He's just smoking a cigarette.
Well, I guess without further ado, it's probably...
Mondo! Around Mondo, off your house. Oh yeah, does it come in packs with the Mondo? Is it mental? Fundamental.
Hey. Mondo. I did like the Mondo fruit squeezers part, though.
I know, it's kind of tight, right?
Yeah. But I hope at NYCV, I know this guy told me I could have a show, probably, maybe not. Yeah. But I don't like this song, and he plays it every week, and I swear to God, like...
That song is tight.
Thank you. That shit is tight.
That's like the intro song for your videos.
All of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He'll kill himself.
I could see it, like, you know, all white background, and then me, a bunch of my faces falling down, and...
Exactly.
You know, something like 90s
And you're wearing all white.
All white. No, but it'll be, like, dirty white, and then the background will be all white.
That's tight. But like, your white is not off-white. It's actually physically dirty. Like, you stepped in some dirt.
Yeah. Like, outside. Like, some rubble. But I need some help. I'm trying to do this publicity stunt. I know you guys need some help with your crowd surfing and such, but this is easy.
Crowd surfing. Hashtag crowd surfing.
What is it? You know, check this out. I fell, like, 2 years ago, and I can't even, like, talk right. But this is another story.
Don't make fun
of me. I want... to do something that causes a lot of attention. I know it needs a lot of like PR, blah blah, and I have the funds to pay for that. But I don't know what to do, and I don't know if I need to like burn a house down or like paint, like fill up a bunch of water balloons with paint in there or something. What do I need to do?
Wait, you just want to get press?
Press.
Oh yeah, we need that.
A lot of press.
You should just make a bunch of shit up.
Like what?
Just make a Kickstarter work for us.
Just make a Kickstarter.
A Kickstarter?
Yo, I got the idea for you.
Okay, please. I'm going to write this down. Hold
so
on.
When you go home.
Okay.
You know how I'm going to get a tattoo of Wayne's World on my body.
Okay.
So you...
On your butt?
Wherever you want it to be. But anyways, butt. You should start a Kickstarter to fund my Kickstarter to get the tattoo. Because the tattoo costs
$10,000. That's quite meta. That's a little meta.
And then everyone will be like, oh my God, this guy started a Kickstarter to get this other guy... who's running a Kickstarter to get a tattoo on his fucking leg.
Yo, Aaron.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
Because Aaron, I always ask Aaron for advice because he filters some of my work and ideas. So, like, Aaron, yes, no?
Yo, I...
Should I co-sign on this?
Yo, I ate a brownie and I'm, like, really fucked up right now. Yes. The answer
staff?
Is yes.
Yo, staff?
I have to say cream. That's a really,
I give
really
it a yes.
Idea. That's a really great idea. Yeah, that's a really great idea.
But Mondo, I actually like the paint and the water balloons idea, too.
Yeah, but that's, you know, listen, vandalism is not
and
right.
And why don't you tell them about the ice sculpture?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah,
okay,
we should tell
so check
that.
This out. About a year and a half ago, I sometimes run the social media here on Twitter. And I wrote to, I think, one of the editor-in-chiefs of Vice. And I try to mail them an ice sculpture, right? And then inside the ice sculpture, it'll be a flash drive with, like, a reel with, like, all the best of our episodes.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we had to wait until the ice sculpture melted to listen. But I think the guy was out of town or something. And then, like, I mentioned, I have a few friends that work there. So I didn't want to, like... embarrass anybody, you know. So you think that's a bad idea? Is that a good way of press?
I think that's actually our new promotional idea.
Really?
We're gonna just send out flash drives with our Kickstarter on it.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, but they have
you
to
put
be
it in a pretty
bag.
Much. You pretty much just you should have just put it inside some water.
What the flash?
Well, you should have got you should have got a waterproof flash drive and put it in a cup of water. For a cup of acid.
Well, no, I wasn't going to worry about that because I had
a
collapse over
that. Yo, you're like a fucking genius, bro.
I know, actually. I've been reading a lot.
Yo,
oh, you've been
too.
Reading too?
Me too, yeah. Man, me too.
It's really interesting.
Fuck.
It's actually really interesting. What happens is you actually learn.
Right. Yes. When you read, your vocabulary grows and you learn new things.
It's like, weird. Oh, that's how you spell that word.
Dude, it's crazy. Like,
you know,
you're really right.
I was having this argument about English and how actually it's so fucking hard because there's words like indictment, which has a C in the middle. It's actually spelled indictment.
Or debt with a B.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
that's bullshit. Or like epitome.
Yeah.
Epitome. Epitome.
Yeah. So what's going on with that? That's upsetting.
I don't know. I didn't Google it.
It sounds like a French horn.
Man, I wish we like videotaped this bullshit so we could put it on NYC TV.
I know. Oh, why don't you?
Fucker, we sometimes.
I think I smell a partnership. Yeah.
Dude, oh. I think I smell it.
Look at that. Biz
I'm already
dev.
Talking to Snacky Tunes about that.
Yo,
of
fuck
course.
That shit. Yo, Snacky, get out the fuck.
Yo, I run the network. You want to talk to us?
Yeah.
We got, like, there's much more.
Yo, just put a camera in here. Put two GoPros in here in the corner of the fucking room, and we'll put it on there.
Yeah. And
put a GoPro on another GoPro.
I'll put a GoPro in my peepee hole.
Yo, me too. Yeah. I'll put a GoPro in my peepee hole too, man. And I'll go head to head with Snacky Tunes on PP GoPros, bro.
We should fund it. We'll just send you guys like 30 GoPros.
Oh, you should actually do that. I don't think anyone's done that. Put a GoPro and then
have
sex. They did that in the Gaspar No movie, Enter the Void. They did that.
Oh, they did that?
I mean, like, yeah, he shot some stuff
like
that.
Or now put a selfie stick on your dick.
Yo, how could you fit a GoPro?
No, put a selfie stick
vagina,
in your
though.
Butt and take a selfie of the back of your head.
That's good.
Selfie wars.
That's a tight show.
Hey Mondo, that was a good segment.
Wait,
yeah, listen, we digressed a little bit, but
you could have two selfie sticks and you could put phones on them and then you could sword fight.
Yo, you have like great ideas. No wonder you guys
I'm
work
super
with
lonely.
Yeah, listen,
every day I just like sleep and sit and I think about all the sad things.
And eat an apple really slow.
That's why you should read Siddhartha, man.
I don't know what that is. I haven't gotten that far.
You should read Siddhartha.
I'm still on Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web is also really, really great and meaning and very deep.
I like how
meaning.
You pronounce the name of the book.
Charlotte's Web?
Yeah, that's what it's fucking called.
He said it the other way.
It's called what? Charlotte's
like,
Web.
He said it in a way like he never read the book before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm reading it right
I'm
now.
I'm reading Charlotte, North Carolina.
He said Charlotte's Web.
You know? I was going to say Charlie.
I'm reading Charlie's Web.
I was going to say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and then I was thinking
Charlie
James and
the
Giant Peach.
Webs.
And I just get confused, guys.
James and the Chocolate Factory.
James and the
Charlie's
Chocolate
Web.
Peach.
Hey, guys, we're at 8,067.
So wait, somebody gave 20 bucks while we've been talking.
Yep, it was Kenny Basil.
Make the
Gun
comment
Wash
about
fan.
The GoPro on the cock in the butthole and get one. That got us all that money.
Yo, I love that.
Yeah. Basically.
I love that shit, bro. That's so funny. God, I feel like I haven't heard from Alex in a while. You all go over there? You good over there? You feeling all right? You give me the A-OK, but you really okay? You really okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
So what do you guys have planned? What do you guys have planned with Kanye West?
Yeah, for real.
So he's doing a series on on NYCTV.
That's
Kanye
wonderful.
What are you going to do with Kanye?
That's
what's he
how
doing
you
on
that? That's how you get press.
Yeah.
What are you doing with Kanye? What's he going to do on the network?
He's doing a show called Gunwash on NYCTV.
Yeah, I know. I bet that's fucking true, actually. No, but really, what's he doing?
No,
he's doing a series of sex tapes.
Yeah, series of sex tapes.
Oh,
with a GoPro.
All the Kardashian sisters.
Are they going to sword fight GoPros?
Yeah.
No, they're going to fuck.
Yeah, all right. That's much better.
NYCTVHub.com.
They're going to sword fuck.
Swordfucking.com.
Yo.
Donate to my Kickstarter.
Yo, we came a long way.
Did we throw it all away?
Have you guys had to do any like really weird things to get money for Kickstarter?
Yeah,
like
mean,
behind
really,
the scenes?
Like,
you know?
I was just going to ask that.
No,
you had
but
to ask friends for money. I mean,
we haven't, but I would. I can't speak for everybody else. I'm just saying.
Tell us.
You guys,
us
call.
You
if anybody will, like, just let me know. I'll do
on
it.
The record.
You got 5 bucks?
What's the goal for, what's the goal for your
five
Kickstarter?
Bucks?
50K. What's the weirdest thing you'd do for a donation? And how much would that donation
oh
have to be?
God in heaven.
Like, pretty much anything. Like, there's no. Like, you don't
for
understand.
Five,
like,
for
we have
$5.
To. This needs to be funded. Like,
but so then now I'm saying, I mean, like, I understand, like, if it gets funded, you get the tattoo. But I mean, really, you should just go get the tattoo because you're into it and say,
that's
like,
not a bad idea.
Look, Kickstarter people, I got the tattoo.
That's not a bad idea. It's like, oh, you didn't have to give $10,000. I got the tattoo, but now you should give the $10,000 to make up for it.
Did you guys have to ask your friends for money, or it wasn't like that? You did all Kickstarter.
Oh, no, we did. Yeah, we have to email them. Like, one of my friends hit me up on G-Chat and was like, can I? He's like, I'll give you $10,000 if I can, like, actually break one of your legs. And I was like,
that's,
I don't know, man.
Someone said that to you?
That's weird. That guy's
also questionable friend.
That's
yeah, really.
I don't know, man.
This is like the friend who like inherited like millions of dollars from his grandparents.
Yeah, no wonder. That's how rich
and he
people
just,
be.
Like,
they
plays
hurt
weird games.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, man.
That's
maybe
how that's how like inherited rich people be. They be like twisted and weird.
You should talk him off that ledge and ask him to like do some sort of like thing with a drone. Or
yeah,
something.
Be like, how about I break your fucking leg, motherfucker, and then I take your fucking $10,000.
I don't know. I just like would do a finger maybe.
I want that guy to give you
wait,
money.
What do you mean a finger?
What about a finger?
No. Don't do
break
that.
Break a
that's
finger?
Absolutely nauseating.
I'm just kidding, guys.
Hey,
you should fucking break him.
Hey, Max, you see my background for my phone?
This is good.
Do you? Would you do? Would that?
Oh,
would
no
you like do that for the rest of your money for the Kickstarter?
What is it?
I wouldn't suck a guy's dick.
No.
Like,
Why not?
That's an invisible mummy just to me.
For how much money?
Are we talking about like fully funded?
I'm talking about like fully funded, the 50K.
Fully funded right now.
Listen, yeah,
wait, so you're saying, you're saying suck someone's dick for 40K? I would do it.
Really?
Yes.
And you're really saying this is something.
Yo, if I could put 40K in my pocket, I'm in.
No! Yeah.
No. And is
how
it
long?
Wait, okay. There's a lot of questions.
Does it count as cheating?
Is it tax free? Does it count as cheating?
Oh, tax
does
free is an gay? Important question. Yes, et cetera, it's tax et cetera, free. Et cetera.
Okay, okay. So okay. I'll run down the list. Number one,
it is
absolutely tax free, funded to the max, whatever the taxes
okay.
are.
Is it cash?
Yes.
Yes, tax? We're going full here. Absolutely. You
do we
gotta
have to give them other
cock?
Rewards?
Does it count as cheating?
No, for money, it's all good. We're good. For this $50,000.
Oh, do you have to finish?
Do I have to? Well,
you have to swallow.
I don't know, actually.
That's like
I was assuming that sucking someone's dick means that, yes, they
yeah,
come.
Yeah,
I take
them,
it back then.
Yeah, listen, you got to find a man who likes to...
See, I think that might be the turning point.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I will suck it, but
right,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you can suck a popsicle and like a lollipop.
You know, I've heard this bit before. I don't know if I can suck it, man. But,
I don't know if I can suck it.
$50,000 is a lot of money.
50K, man.
50K, tax.
Not enough.
It's like 50K, tax. Free.
Okay, make it 25K, and there's no cum, and then yes.
Wait.
You're going down.
So less money, but no cum.
No. That's not how we're. Yo, this is crazy. We're not gonna do it like that.
I'm not weird. I'm just. You're
gonna,
dude, you're gonna I'm take, just a dude.
You're gonna take the con.
I'm just a dude that wants to be friends with other dudes.
And you're not gonna be gay.
Right,
and
what
your
about
girlfriend
this?
Will be fine.
What if someone would want to do you in the butt for
no.
$50?
I think that's
for awesome. $50.
But if we're talking like seed investment, hold up.
I'm not okay.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
Do that
good
one.
Joke.
50, are we talking Series A round? Maybe I don't know. What you got? $5 million?
No.
I don't even know. I don't even want. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, you know, listen. I don't know if that's for you.
I just like don't know. I don't know if that's my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not a bad, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we're learning a lot
we all talk
tonight.
About this stuff.
I have to say,
what about cutting like two of your fingers off for $20,000?
That's just terribly barbaric. I don't know how you're
no.
gonna do that to
yourself.
Yeah,
this isn't ISIS, bro.
I've asked this question before. They're like, okay, so if you got $1 million for every finger you cut off, like how many fingers would you cut off?
That's actually weird. You're weird.
I'll cut two of my fingers.
I would
too. Cut anyone.
I'd go
anything.
Both pinkies.
Wait, which ones, Mondo?
Probably like my yeah, like my pinkies. Probably.
I would never cut anything.
No, you can't
for
cut your
amount
pinkies.
Of money. I
yes,
couldn't do
you
it.
You can cut your pinkies.
That's
you
what
cut
makes
your
that
thumb.
Hey, that's one of my students who's 5 years old was born. It's me, Odetta, in the control room. One of my students is 5 years old was born without fingers on one hand, and he can tie his shoelaces better than anybody else. So I think you guys can get by without any fingers.
Does he have $5 million?
Yeah, but he was
probably
a child's mind is very moldable. You know, like they can learn a
that's
lot quick.
Actually so
hey, I have a trivia question.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Gunwash is the best podcast you've ever heard. Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh,
okay, that was the correct answer, actually.
Awesome.
And
ding,
won a prize.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, dude,
what did you win? You
is
won
it pizza?
Pizza.
And that's what you get over here when you answer questions correctly.
Pizza from Rob's.
Yep.
You guys ordered. That's so weird. That's so weird that you guys ordered it from next door at Rob's.
This is Domino's, actually.
I think that's weird.
Wait,
why wouldn't you go?
So
you got Rob's pizza?
Do
from Long Island? That's
Rob's
weird.
Pizza. So here we are eating Rob's pizza. This is crazy. Hey, Jack.
Yeah, what up?
We should do. The drops, I think, will be very fun to do on this episode.
Oh, definitely,
episode.
Definitely.
You guys know what a drop is?
No, sounds good though.
Yeah, you like.
They're dropping their pizza.
Here, play a drop so they can hear what it is.
Oh, which one should I play?
Oh, one that's really
play
good.
Play the Pizoshi drop.
What's good? This is Marco NT, Mr. AOK, and I'm chilling on gunwashradio.internet.
Sick. So tight.
That
yo,
was
so
really
we,
good.
Yo, so we do them for everyone that comes God. In. So we're going to go around the room, and if you want to say you're eating Rob's pizza, that's
can you do
really
the Andrew WK one? Damn. All
right, so yeah, get the piano.
Wait, let's do one. Hold on.
My name's Jerry Jones, and I can't wait to get a girlfriend so I can have sex without a condom. You're listening to Gunwash.
That's another good example.
That's another great example. We're talking about great examples here. And you guys are going to make
Gunwash, man. I'm here, Gunwash.
Was that Lil Wayne?
I really mean it, man. The best show in America, baby.
Oh, the Dame
Gunwash,
Dash one.
210 Eastside Fish. I'm yeah, in here, baby.
This is Dame Dash. I'm still my man, Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, Paul.
That was so good.
We got piles and piles of that shit. Right?
We have hours of this, yeah.
That's the. You know, you could buy those online, though, for like.
No, but not
bucks.
The one with
you can't
Gunwash.
Buy this.
No, you can't buy that shit.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen,
around the world, parts of the world, I'm on Gunwatch, and happy holidays to everyone.
Is that Mike Tyson?
No. another talented individual, of course. Well, listen, you guys got to do those, by the way.
Cool.
No, but what I was saying is you can actually pay a guy $5 and be like, yeah. Say this.
Yeah, the Hot 97 drops.
And oh. They'll just do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. DJ Dirty Dave.
You're good at that.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I think hello, my name stuff. Is Andrew WK, and you're partying right here hard on Gunwash.
That is him.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
That's him.
Like Santa Claus.
Yeah. He's good. Hey, all right, so you guys ready? We're going to go in clockwise order here.
Cool.
Whenever you're ready.
First. What's that mean? I haven't read a book. Oh, Max.
He's still working on James and the Giant Peach.
Yo, this is James Max, a.k.a. Oh, wait, are you going to talk in my drop? Holy that.
Funny.
Fuck you. Right. Fuck you.
What am I going to say?
That's a great drop, though. That's a great drop.
Tell me about that time that you said that. Never mind.
What are you going to say? I want to. Let's go into it.
I want to talk about you. Never mind.
I'm open.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, sad. This could have been good.
I can't believe you're even involved in this business.
I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. And you're up, Max.
Yo, this is Max, a.k.a. Max Goldfish. We're here in Roberta's eating pizza. Listen to the... Oh, my God. Hold on. I forgot the radio station. Oh, my God. What's the radio station name? I fucked up.
That was a great drop.
Heritage.
Yeah, that was it was Gunwash. Right,
you, actually, right. You did it. You did. You're fine. That was an awesome drop. That was amazing. That was amazing. That was amazing. All right. Next up. Thank you. Next. No, that's you, little lady.
Pass.
No.
Come on. Don't be a jerk.
Wow. There's no passing.
There's no passing. You don't leave this room. Yeah. No, come on. Do it.
Do it. I'll slap that pizza out your hand.
You just gotta be like, hey, this is Alex. You just gotta be like, hey, this is Alex. You're listening to Gunwash.
Hi, this is Alex. You're watching Gunwash.
Ooh, that was good.
Very
that was
nice.
A really good one.
Very original.
That was really original, yeah.
And finally, my favorite guy here.
Yo, Kareem. All you high school students out there, never aim for A's. Always aim for B pluses. You're listening to Gunwash.
Very
that
nice.
Was very
I
good.
Think you said
very
AIDS. Good.
No, St. Kids, bro.
Never
oh.
And
AIDS.
Then the intern.
Like, I'm from, you guessed it, Georgia.
And then, of course, the intern who's eating pizza right now. She needs to drop.
Z-Way.
Z-Way needs to drop. Z-Way has the coolest name out of all of us.
Hello. I'm the intern. Yes. And this is Z-Way.
Air horns.
Yeah.
All right.
That was very good.
Well. Listen, guys and gals, I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing this with us. We look forward to going to your site. Watch NYC.
This is Kix the motherfucking killer with Gunwash Radio, and we're out here carrying.
Yo, shouts to Trice Cat in the house. What up, God?
Oh, wow. I hope he brought my cigarettes.
Word.
Yo, out to Cakes, who got a big billing at Afropunk.
Oh, my God. I want to get Cakes up in here, dude.
Afropunk is
he was here, bro.
No,
he
but I want I Cakes was here, but
he
I
was
want
trying
him,
to kiss you, remember?
Yeah, but I want to interview him man to man. Not with all these women around.
Guys,
know?
This was great. And Gunwash listeners, check out NYC TV, Google it, donate,
yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You can absolutely Google NYC TV, or you can go to watchnyc.tv also. It's launching tonight. There's lots of stuff to look at. And remember to donate anytime you can. This has been Aaron, and of course is our
if you take one thing away from
friendly...
this, do not donate to Heritage Radio. Tonight.
Well, yeah, don't donate to Heritage Radio.
We got it. We're good.
We're good. Gunwash, you could donate to. That's me. Call me. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. Lots. Oh, no, you guys are going to Bonnaroo next week?
Yeah, we're going to Bonnaroo. No, that's right. No show. We'll
no
be, we'll
show
be,
next week, baby. You know
we'll
we take it. Breaks.
We will be at Bonnaroo.
All right. And many more things to come.
Meet
thank you for tuning
plane.
In. And we will see you in 2 weeks. This is Gunwash. Herbert Spliffington, please. Full music. Thank you.
Bat bomber starts the bat attack. Ghost finder shoots eagles back. Fire the round, ghostly gloom. Follow the skull to the tomb of doom. Put evil skull in the creepy coffin. Turn the key and the ghost world's got him. Spiders, bats, and snakes appear. The way to the ghost world is full of fear. Is it a ghost? Is it a man? Ah! It's a hologram. Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Kitschy, and I do love dick too.
And waffle.
Oh.